the average daily arrivals for the first week of August was over 1,400, and that brings the new arrivals to that camp so far this year to about 127,000. In July, we had more than we ever had in the 20-year history of the camp. It was over 40,000 people, and it looks like we're well on the way to that again.
Now, the camp was originally built to hold, I believe, about 90,000 people. How is UNHCR and its partners accommodating all those people?
Well, we've had to have a couple of expansion sites. That was a problem for the last couple of years because the Kenyans did not want us to put more people in that camp, but there are so many coming across that we've agreed now that we'll open two new additions to the camp. One of them is called the EFO Extension, which is part of the old EFO camp, but it's a new area there. We're going to put 90,000 people in that site. And then there's another called Cambios, which will be a totally new camp, so it'll be the fourth large camp there, and we'll have space for another 90,000 people there. And if the numbers coming in continue as they have been, we're probably going to fill both of those in the next 4 to 6 months.
Ron, when the UNHCR sees these kinds of numbers and when other aid organizations also see these figures, what are the discussions about what's going on in Somalia?
Well, we know that things are exceptionally bad inside Somalia. We've got camps besides here in Dadaab. We've also got camps in Ethiopia in a place called Dalawado, and they were earlier getting about 2,000 a month. That declined a bit, but the situation inside Somalia and opposite these camps in Ethiopia and in Kenya is pretty bad because we've had UNHCR staff visit those refugee corridors where people are coming out. And while the refugees who've come out, we're trying to find space for them, we've got internally displaced inside Somalia, just opposite those camps, and they say that if they could, they would stay in Somalia if we can get help into them. So that's going to be the next step, to try to get assistance to people in place so that they don't have to cross international borders if they don't want to, and can get help there until the rains come and they can go back to their farms.
Now, besides the emergency operations that UNHCR and others have in place to deal with the immediate concerns, what talks are being held about the long-range view? Because when we talk to various scientists and researchers, they say these weather patterns of continued drought are going to continue for some time to come.
Well, I mean, this has already been a long-range situation, much too long. We've been in these camps for 20 years, and for most of those 20 years, the plight of these Somalis has been largely out of sight. Now that there's this drought compounding the situation, they're back on the international radar screen. But it's been our position all along that, first of all, there has to be a political solution to this situation in Somalia. We can provide some humanitarian help, but there's no long-term solution to this without the international community and the Somalis themselves reaching a political solution. As far as long-term weather patterns and climate change and so on, I mean, that's another major concern on top of this for the Horn of Africa. But right now, we need peace and stability in Somalia. There are hundreds of thousands of people, I think, who would go home if they saw a future in that country. But right now, they don't.